June 26, 2026. Today's reading from Encounter with God. Invited into a mystery. Opening prayer. In this new day, Lord God, help me to live in ways that others can see you are my dwelling place and my strong shelter. Read Matthew chapter 11, verses 25 through 30. The Father revealed in the Son. At that time, Jesus said, I praise you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, because you have hidden these things from the wise and learned, and revealed them to little children. Yes, Father, for this is what you were pleased to do. All things have been committed to me by my Father. No one knows the Son except the Father, and no one knows the Father except the Son, and those to whom the Son chooses to reveal him. Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Reflect. Consider therefore the kindness and sternness of God. Sternness to those who fell, but kindness to you, provided that you continue in his kindness. There is a startling contrast between this message and the previous one. Yesterday, we heard the sternness of Jesus toward those whose religious complacency closed their hearts to who he was. Today, we hear the kindness of his invitation toward those who are prepared to come to him with childlike trust in his grace. Verses 25 through 27 make clear that knowing the Son and the Father does not depend on human wisdom, but on divine revelation. This raises questions about how God's sovereignty and our responsibility fit together. This is particularly true of the statements that God has hidden these things from some people, and that the Son chooses to reveal the Father to some, and presumably not to others. There is mystery here. One insight is to recognize that God does not force his grace on those who, like the Galileans, are resolutely determined not to be open to his revelation in Christ, despite the evidence of his life, teaching, and miracles. Reading verses 28 through 30, we consider the yoke and burden which Jesus offers to lay on our shoulders. They are not light in the sense that he makes no demands on his disciples, but are easy compared with the crushing weight of the many expectations we human beings often carry. In Jesus' day, the ever-expanding list of laws the Pharisees drew up for their fellow Jews became oppressively burdensome. In every age, seriously spiritual people are prone to despair because the bar of God's standards seems too high. We may be burdened in this way, or by the expectations of others, or by our own consciences. Jesus' invitation comes to all. His yoke is easy and his burden light because they are his, and he is gentle and humble. Apply. The 4th century preacher John Chrysostom commented on verse 29. God is humble and we are proud. He urged his hearers to reflect upon God's indescribable kindness. Let's do that. Closing prayer. Lord Jesus, thank you for the grace and mercy you offer me each day. Help me to rest in the loving kindness you pour out on me.